Nick, Jess and Darko. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
Hey.
Good to be back in the podcast platform for a week after a little week off, you know. And we're going to North Korea today. I was going to take us there, but I don't know what's appropriate music to take us there. How about this?
There's so many secrets of North Korea.
Yeah. Isn't there?
Who knows what kind of music they listen to?
Gaga might be huge over there, but we don't know.
I reckon if the torture rumours are true, it's exclusively Nickelback.
Oh, so true. They just play Nickelback.
Not if you're from Maitland.
They just play
and you love the back.
They just play Nickelback on repeat and they're just like, listen!
They would miss the mark if they were trying to torture me. I'd be like, yes. Didn't you learn about Westlife recently?
Oh, yes.
The CIA coming out saying when we want to audibly torture people, we play Westlife.
Yeah.
Bloody love Westlife.
Yeah.
That would have been a holiday for
you. You're not getting my secrets.
That's
this
right.
Great. Keep it going.
Listen to my singing. I'll torture you now.
But as we know, North Korea, they've stepped up recently at the testing of their ballistic missiles.
Uh-huh.
They seem to be just doing that a fair bit lately, just to like, hey, everyone's looking at Russia. Look, we're still badass.
Yeah.
Obviously, Kim Jong and his team are a big, you know, measure twice, cut once. There's a lot of testing that goes on.
There
is. Hey. Test, test, test.
Yeah.
And then he's filming those Top Gun style videos that he does.
That's right.
We all need
with
those.
With his leathers.
Yeah. His thumbs up when he's firing his ballistic missile. But they're up to something, which I think is probably the worst thing they've done so far in North Korea. The country has banned tight pants and trendy haircuts. Dun, dun,
dun. Apparently there's only like 5 haircuts you can get in North Korea.
Yeah, the Kim Jong, you can get the Kim Jong cut,
yeah.
The Kim Jong cut.
Yeah.
And then shaved head, bald head.
I don't know what the other ones are.
Stories like this, and I know you said they've banned them.
Yeah.
But in my mind, tight pants and funky haircuts were never a thing.
Yeah.
So it makes me go, oh, they used to have some funky haircuts. What? Maybe there is more to this puzzle than at first it
seems. They're saying the state sees them as a dangerous influence on foreign pop culture because, as you know, they don't like anything outside
of
their
course.
Lines.
Yeah. So the tight pants,
yes.
Hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, say, my size.
Yeah.
Right? I buy my
you
loose...
You are your size.
I am now. But I buy my loose-fitting pants so I can conform.
Yeah.
And then I put on a few pounds. Do I have to buy new pants because they've become tight?
You better keep the tag on.
Yeah.
You know, and you can return them.
Yeah.
Exchange.
From North Korean Tajay or wherever you're getting them from.
Totally. Keep the tag on.
Yeah,
it might be a little scratchy, but you can't be forking out.
No.
I bought $25 jeans from there the other day. Oh, Kmart that was. But you know what I mean? You don't want to be forking out $25 every time.
No.
Apparently lots of women have been pulled up and fined on the streets for wearing tight leggings and dyeing their hair. They're saying, no, you will not be wearing anything tight. No,
I
tight
just
fitted.
Can't even imagine hairdressers in North Korea.
Yeah.
For what? Comes out of that country, do they have like are people rocking around? They want to go red, you know,
and
for the season.
They must get these ideas, and they're saying no. And all Western brands are banned. Tight trousers are banned. Dyeing hair, facial piercings, all banned. And Kim Jong, you know what it is? It's because Kim Jong Un's a portly man.
Yep,
like a chipolata.
Like a chipolata.
He's obviously he doesn't look good in skinny jeans.
No,
he doesn't.
He
look
can't
good
rock a funky haircut.
Nah, and that's why he's like
he
if
tried
I
to
can't
put a purple wash through, and it just really didn't take. Did one of those Garnier, you know. Rinses. I was a fan of those. They're very
those.
Easy to do.
I did one of those dyes and my hair went purple.
Mate,
it was
if
meant
you
to
do
go blonde.
It well, pardon?
It was meant to go blonde when I was a kid, teenager, me and my mate tried to dye
it.
Iodine?
It was this
one that you can wash out in 10
totally,
washes.
Totally, but you were brunette
and
you tried to go blonde.
And it went purple.
Right.
Yeah. I look like a beetroot. Yeah.
Would there be photos of it?
I don't know if there is. This was a while ago.
Would you let me put a rinse through your hair?
No.
Okay.
What would that do to it?
Well, a rinse will rinse out.
Yeah, but that's what they say. And then it never looks
that's
the same. Then you end up shaving their
it's
hair.
It's not peroxide.
Yeah.
It's not going to, like, bleach your hair.
I had to also dye my hair for a film role I did where I played that emo guy in a short film about powers.
Blue?
Yeah, blue.
That's right. Anyway, that looked great. He looked great blue.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, and had the power of electricity.
Yes,
that's right.
I remember my name was Shock. It didn't work as well when I tried to dye back. I went black. I had to shave the whole thing off.
What's wrong with black? You could have rocked a black.
Yeah.
A bit emo.
It's not me.
Yeah, it's not you.
So anyway, Kim Jong is not letting people wear tight clothes anymore.
He just wants everyone in his image, doesn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Can you blame the man, you know? Imagine if Scotty from marketing made us all wear his image.
Oh, yeah. Those spectacles.
Spectacles.
And the blue suit.
Just cooking curry every night.
Or, are we cooking?
Or are we cooking?
Yeah.
Or are we just putting the ingredients in a bowl and hoping for the best?
Nick, Jess and Duckos.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Yes!
No!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes or no?
Okay, yep, we have explained the rules. Can't say yes, can't say no. Don't take too long and make sure that you answer the question 131060 if you want to be involved. Patricia and Rutherford, you're across the rules.
Good morning, team. I hope you've had a lovely time off.
Oh, thanks, Trish. We did. Now, one of the rules, babies, you've got to answer the question. Gilly, you did ask a question
I will, but I just wanted to welcome you back.
Oh, you're so kind. Okay,
happy fur baby to you, Jess.
Oh, thank you. I mean, he's doing well, Trish. He had a lovely, lovely week off with mummy.
Did he? Yeah. Did he get you a present for Mother's Day?
He didn't, but Angus explained that he spent all his pocket money on my birthday present, which wasn't too long ago. Do you have a fur baby, Patricia?
I used to have a fur baby, but I don't have any more.
Yeah, she's had a year in there, Patricia.
Oh, no, I know. It was having so much fun.
I know.
I wanted to ask her if she came to the caucus gig. She won some tickets to it.
What was that?
No.
Did you go?
No. We'll never know.
131060, give us a call. We've got to get a few on the line. Plenty of lines open. Where do we go here? We go to Val in Katara. Good morning, Val.
Good morning.
Oh, it's been so long, Val. How have you been?
Not too bad.
Yeah, that's good. Are you going to go and see Puffs?
I'm not into that sort of thing. So.
which part? The Harry Potter part or the live theatre part? Yeah.
Or terrific performances.
All of it.
Okay. Well, if you're not into any of it, then you may as well not come.
Yeah.
That's fair. What's your favourite movie, Val?
I don't really have one. Okay. I'm not a movie person.
What are you into, Val?
Skating and beach and, yeah.
Did you say skating or baking?
Skating.
Like roller skating.
That's it.
On the, are we talking six blades or are we talking four? And which one we got? Which one's the...
Are we talking side by side or in line?
Yeah, that's all.
The four.
Okay, side by side.
Oh, gosh, wow. Skating.
I didn't see Val for a skater.
Neither did I. Don't put Val in a box.
That's
okay.
Fine.
Also, the combination of the beach, very hard to move in roller skates on the beach.
Oh, sand.
Famously.
Well, she's doing pretty well.
Different
times of the year.
Yeah, fair enough. So, winter skater. I don't want to put you in a box. Is it winter skating in summer beach or the other way around?
Yeah.
I'll have the beach in summer and... Yeah. Skating in the winter.
Okay.
Should we give her the prize?
I think
well done, Val.
I wish the prize had something to do with skates. Maybe you can take your skates to the Lake Mac Food and Wine Festival. I don't know if it's allowed.
Yeah. Search Fast and Loud Festival Lake Mac if you want to be involved. But that's all yours, Val. Congrats.
Skate on, Val. We are back, and so is $10,000 Alpha Box. We play again at 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. You've had a week, so I hope you've been studying.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're better. Yeah.
Totally.
It's not our problem.
We keep doing the same thing every day.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Same bloody game, you know. There's only so many letters we can work with.
And we don't even use X or Q, really. So it's like 24 letters.
Yeah. God.
Today's Q, I apologise. I don't know that. Don't start frantically studying Q.
right now, though, because we are back. We had a week off last week.
Mm-hmm.
So you missed all the hard-hitting stories.
Yeah.
You know, so it's important we come back with...
Get us up to date, Ducko.
And for males, I think in particular, this one's a bit of a public service announcement. Bit of a common issue. I'm finding it a lot with my mates now who are in the early 30s, but hair loss.
Mm-hmm.
Hair loss is happening.
Mate, I just had to sit Gilly down with HR the other week.
Yeah.
Because I was like, bruhs, our side of the desk here, which you might not see too often, Ducko.
Yeah.
It's like a carpet.
Yeah, it is.
Because he is dropping. They are dropping like flies over here.
It's shedding season for Gilly.
Is that
as
all
the
year round?
That's been for a few years, actually.
Are you, what's your situation? You going to go bald, you reckon?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
My brother's definitely thinning. My dad, started balding at like 23.
Oh, okay. That's young.
And I got a light patch just on the crown.
Mm-hmm.
And my forehead, which was already very large as a kid, is bigger.
Yeah.
So.
It's good you're
tall. I'm Nick Caging a bit.
You are Nick Caging.
But because he's tall, I guess we're not seeing that patch at the back.
Yeah. If it was me, people would be looking down being like, wow.
Wow.
The little guy's got no
crack
hair.
Crack an egg on there.
Where's that little dude's hair? No, so hair loss for guys is a common issue, right?
Totally.
The other issue, though, is apparently too much self-pleasure. I'm talking having a solo session.
Yeah.
Can lead to hair loss.
They're linked.
They're linked.
Are you joking?
A top hair surgeon has warned that too much solo sessioning.
I'm worried about my dad at 22.
Is that why you never respond to our texts? So busy.
So apparently lots of guys commonly ask this question to hair transplant surgeons and stuff like that. And they say, technically, yes, vitamin A, which is found in your solo swimmers,
mm-hmm.
Is very, very important in regards to hair and the hair particles growing and stuff like that. Yeah. So having being a vitamin A deficient leads to hair loss. But he said you'd need to be vigorously self-pleasuring.
Yes. In order expending that vitamin A.
Yeah, in order to be vitamin A deficient.
Yeah. Okay. How many daily are we talking?
Every day, at least every day, probably twice. Twice or three times.
I'm obviously not a bloke, yeah. But every day, that's normal, isn't it? That'd be what a lot of young people especially are doing.
Is that what your husband's telling you?
He's told me that's very common. That's
I called you again. Oh, it's normal, honey. Everyone's doing it.
They say that 3 to 5 a week is pretty healthy.
Yeah.
3 to 5 pretty, is healthy.
And I thought this was one of those parameters. Things where it was great to self-pleasure. I thought it was one of those things where it was like, you know, you should do it. It's good for you.
That's well, there's good a lot for of XYZ. Good,
you know, yeah. Things that come from it.
Yeah. Does it say anything about could we be self-pleasuring if I was a gentleman and just be eating some beef liver? To top up my stores of vitamin A. I just Googled foods full of vitamin A.
Right.
Bit of red bell pepper. Oh, Gilly, your favourite cantaloupe.
Oh, you do love a bit of cantaloupe. That's why he goes so hard.
Ooh, bit
so
of winter squash. Top up your vitamin A stores and then go for gold.
Pop around a Ducko's house and he's just eating some winter squash and he's like,
hey, you got the squash
diet?
I'm
glad I came 5 minutes late.
Are you also on the squash diet?
Down the pavement, then coffee with a view. Blue Door, Merriweather Beach.
3, 2, 1. Okay.
Trending right now
at hits.com.au.
Gilly, you often talk about teachable moments with the children.
Yeah.
Maybe they, you know, got themselves in a bit of a pickle on the monkey bars. Mm-hmm. Teachable moment.
Yep.
You know, assess the situation.
Yep.
These sort of things. And I think this is a teachable moment for old Jay Farch over here.
Okay.
I'm not going to pretend to know much, if anything, about NRL.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But there's a
you
bit
know
of,
about the cohesion with the spine?
That is my area of expertise. Yeah. If I was going to go on that hard quiz with Tom Gleason,
yeah.
It would be niche, but it would be cohesion.
Spinal cohesion.
Yeah. Start a podcast.
I could start a podcast. I reckon there'd be 3 eps in it. Probably max. Anyway, there's a bit of hubbub from the Friday night game of the Parramatta Eels versus Penrith Panthers. I'm seeing a lot of articles in the Herald, in the Daily Telly, Sydney Morning Herald, all this stuff floating around social media. Did you guys see this? It wasn't at the end of the game, but Nathan Cleary, the yep. dude with the jaw.
Crimson chin.
Star player, I've heard. Mm. Is he the Suns coach? Mm-hmm. I mean, the coach's yep. son.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And I didn't get the role just because it's not like
no,
junior footy.
No, just for a bit of, just for a bit of
They're context. A package deal.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm using up all my details, all my intel, all right,
okay.
to impress you with my knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
Anyway, he does the thing where they kick for some extra points after a try. A conversion,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Now, the hubbub has ensued. This is before halftime even, all right? So the score currently sits at about 16-10 and he's going for a couple extra points with his conversion.
Okay.
One of the Eels' trainers
yes.
is standing on the other side there of the goalposts.
Yeah.
He's in a blue shirt, all right, which is different to what everyone else is wearing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's on the TV as we speak.
Yes. Yeah.
As Cleary goes to kick, he kind of runs lengthways, sideways, sort of underneath the goalpost area, just away from the action.
Yeah.
The crowd has a very aggressive response.
Yeah, it's a big no-no.
You can actually hear someone in that audio go, the trainer, what's he doing? Now, Cleary misses, all right? And now all these articles are saying, oh, I would have given them a bit more of a buffer. They went on to lose 22-20.
Yeah, that was the first game they've lost this year.
Yes, if he had scored that, you could have sensibly say, oh, it would have only been tied, but now everyone's going, experts are saying, nah, would have given them the, you know,
the upper edge.
The momentum.
The momentum, the upper edge, and they would have potentially gone on to win. So now this morning, apparently there's going to be a whole meeting about it. They're reviewing the incident, yeah?
He's under investigation, the trainer.
Pardon my ignorance, but when you've got, like, I don't know, 20,000 people in the stands screaming at you. I was discussing with my husband last night.
Mm.
Possibly yelling obscenities, possibly talking about your family, all these things. Is a dude in a shirt running the worst thing in the world? Shouldn't you be able to do your job and kick it regardless?
Yeah, to a degree. Like, there's all kinds of different tactics to try and distract somebody. But when you're playing, You can easily block out everything outside of the boundary.
Yes.
No problems at all.
Yes, you go into the zone. I watch them kick. But, oh, God.
But your concentration is purely focused on stuff inside the boundary, and it's acute. And if anything happens inside that space, then, yeah, it can be extremely distracting.
Like, even with 20,000, probably more, I don't know what stadium they're at, screaming at
Penrith
you.
Stadium, they were solid. But okay. it's just one of those rules where you're not allowed to go under the post. You can be on the sides and have a little movement, but you can't do anything under the post.
Like AFL, when the dude's on the, you're going for goal and there's the dude in front of you, what's he called?
On the mark.
On the mark. He's waving, he's screaming.
Yeah, it's a
those guys
game.
Get goals all the time. Yeah. I know it's a different game, but I just watched this and now all the commentary around it, a review, I'm going, it's a footy game. There's a lot of moving bodies on the thing.
Yeah.
If you can't kick, I'm not saying I could do it. I'm not saying that, but I just can't understand the hubbub that has ensued because a guy ran on around the field.
You make a reasonable point. Like, it's not tennis where it's just like everyone,
Golf.
Everyone's going to be quiet.
If you look at the footage, he's actually looking down at the ball when the guy runs, so he's not actually looking at the trainer.
Yeah.
But your periphery, you know?
But the periphery,
I don't know. Is it because he's in the blue? Is it too high vis? It's flicking in his
periphery.
It's
a sportsmanship thing as well because it's the other trainer as well, and trainers are always on the field floating around, you know, talking off to the team.
It's funny, some of the articles talk about last year the Panthers who were fined because one of their trainers stopped play. Fined $25,000.
Yeah.
Oh, God, can't distract these boys.
Yeah, and look, trainers, you know, have a rich history of going further than they're allowed to. So, you know, you can come up and give a message from the coach, but while your opponent's standing right next to you, you can give, like, just a little bit extra. Just like, you're doing so well, you're toweling this guy up, he absolutely stinks.
It's all mind games.
Just so you know, you're moving to halfback.
Okay.
It's like, we have a clear glass window here.
Yes.
People walk past. You guys can't see it.
No, we have our back to them, sort of.
But I see people walk past all the time. Same thing, you know, don't walk past me while I'm on air.
Mate,
you know?
People wave at you. Mate.
Producer Alex is waving her hands
mate,
at me.
Mate, the Triple
and stuff.
M team come and moon you, and
God.
You are a professional.
Shorty B's doing the meat spin at me, and I'm just sitting here just copping
and
it.
And yet, never a hiccup
never
in your
hiccup.
Performance. Maybe you should sit down with Cleary, teach him how to focus.
Last 2 years, been a bit of a scene. I think it's fair to say.
Totes.
A lot of working from home, a lot of medical stuff going on. If you were to guess what medical procedure had increased by 70% over the last couple of years, what do you reckon it would be?
Medical procedure. Ooh. So not like a vaccine, a procedure.
No.
Oh, I guess we did spend a lot
be more
of time.
Than 70%.
Yeah, true. Oh, you would hope so. I have heard the thing about because we spent so much time on Zoom and FaceTime, house party. We're all looking at ourselves as a plastic surgery of sorts.
Yeah.
Everyone's going because you know you only look at yourself. You don't look at the friend who you're on the phone with.
No,
if there's 50 people on the screen.
Well, that's true. But even when
you can't focus on anyone but yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. Even when I'm just on the phone with my mum, she's got the phone up her nose, in her ears. So I might as well just look at myself. Is it like nose jobs or something?
No, it's not. Apparently, it is limb lengthening surgery to increase height.
Ducko, what say you?
Considering short kings
short
are having
king
a moment,
spring.
I'm owning being the short king. I'm liking the short thing, you know,
what?
These days.
Did it not catch on as much as we thought?
I thought everyone was loving short kings.
Yeah, well, apparently limb lengthening surgery has increased by 70% in the States.
We get our knees done. You should get that done.
How do they do it?
Okay, so I've looked into this particular surgeon who this story is about. So there's this guy called Scott who's 5'7". It's not his real name. And he's gone up to 5'10". Now, a friend of mine had this done.
Big boy.
That's a huge jump.
Yeah. A friend of mine had this
it's
done
like my
he was
height.
Born with...
Which one?
5'10".
Sorry, the before or the after?
The after. He's come up to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He was real little. And then,
How does this sound, though? So as far as I understand... They slice the bone in half, and then they put a metal rod in the middle of the bone, but it has gears in it.
Oh.
And then every few days, they kind of crank the gears remotely, and it pulls on the bone, and then the bone will regrow around the rod.
What?
And then the next day, they'll do it again, and it'll regrow around the rod.
It's like braces, you know, you're reshifting, you're reshaping.
Yeah. So this guy's gone from 5'7 to 5'10.
Sure, that's painful.
That would be awful. Particularly, I don't like the remote. Not that I want to sit in like the dentist chair while they crank my leg longer.
Yeah.
But at the same time, imagine just going about your day and then the surgeon's like, oop, time to, you know, lengthen, you know, Gilly's leg and he just presses a button.
I know, but how long do you reckon that would take from 5'7 to 5'10? So
I would hope
7.5 centimetres.
I would hope it's a while.
Yeah,
it's gradual.
You think at least be a year.
For Scott, this $75,000 procedure was a small price to pay after the week-long lengthening process.
A week?
Nah, it's too fast.
You're going to imagine seeing somebody, like, I'll see you in a week, I'm going to be a bit taller, and then coming back and it's like, what happened to Ducker?
If you're at work still, and everyone's just seeing you every day, just like, there's something going on here.
Is he getting bigger or we're getting smaller? Like the twits, remember that?
Yeah, yes. But apparently in the last 15 years, it's increasingly been sought after as elective surgery.
$75,000.
Yeah, and one of the most common ones for men's cosmetic procedures, because they don't get a lot of cosmetic procedures traditionally, although that is increasing. Mm. And apparently the surgeon is just saying that this is much more than just your regular procedure because it is life-changing to people's confidence.
What?
But it's bad to now hear that it's short kings because, you know,
yeah,
they just
coming,
spent $75,000 and they're off trend.
What is happening?
God damn it. Newcastle City Police District have put a call out to the public. They need the power of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the comments on this post so far, Leonie says, get a current affair onto it.
Oh.
Ducko, maybe Chris Allen, your father.
He was here on the weekend,
Season
actually.
Journo can get onto it.
I tell you what, he got recognised this weekend like three or four times in Newcastle.
Of course he did, because he's a major celebrity.
He's been on a current affair. People are loving him.
Yeah, it's loving
is
him.
Is that Chris Allen? Yes, it is. Yes, those it piercing is. Blues. I love your dad. God, he's great. Deb says, hey, I've gotten in touch with Sunrise. Mm-hmm. I'm like, don't worry about a current affair or Sunrise, guys. Nick, Jess and Ducko, we will also put the call out. We are part of the people.
Yep.
This original post, it was only from a few days ago, but they are saying mid-March, in fact, on the 15th of March, something washed up on Nobby's Beach. So they've had it in their care. They've obviously been investigating and come up maybe with bupkis. Mm-hmm. So now they have to go to the people. A container washed up on Nobby's Beach near the lighthouse containing ashes.
Oh.
A plastic cremation urn. The name Frank Brown was written on like a Sharpie, it looks like, with a series of numbers, 34425. We don't know what the numbers have to do with.
Right.
I'm not sure if they've got, you'd think they would have gone to crematoriums around being like, do you have a Frank Brown in your system?
Such a plain name.
I know. Useful. You're Frank Brown on Facebook or whatever and try and find other Brown relatives. You're going to struggle.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like when I tried to reconnect with my friend Dave Smith from school.
Is Dave spelt with like a Y and a Q or something?
Just regular. Is 34425 maybe Frank's lucky number?
Maybe. There is lotto numbers. We don't know. We're not sure. Extensive inquiries have been made with funeral homes and crematoriums in around the area with no results.
So his ashes washed up on Nobby's Beach?
Still in the container.
Oh, no.
So now there's a lot of speculation. There's hundreds of comments. People saying, oh, someone obviously maybe had the responsibility, go scatter grandpa's ashes.
Yeah.
And maybe they forgot the scatter part.
Yeah.
And have just turfed the,
he's got it ready,
the whole
go
thing ugh in. Yeah.
Or maybe Butterfingers. They're
maybe
like, they're holding
slip
it over the side of the boat and they're like, I'm just going to undo the lid.
Yes, because it's not one of those, you know, steel urns you'd keep on the mantel piece. It does just look like a Tupperware container.
Oh, does it? Oh,
so
no.
Maybe it was something that was meant to be transported. You scatter respectfully and then you take the Tupperware.
But the scattering of the ashes, the key in that is the scattering.
Absolutely it is. A lot of people are saying maybe Frank loved the ocean. Maybe he loved travelling, so they wanted to keep the ashes together to let him float around.
Yeah.
Some people have gone really investigative on the comments. They're saying, I've posted this in another Facebook group and a few people are saying you should check the Ryerson Index. There's a death notice for a Frank Brown in 2020.
Oh.
So maybe he's been travelling the high seas for 2 years and he's washed up here in Newcastle.
So we don't know if he's a UE local.
We don't actually.
Well,
he could have come from anywhere.
Easily travel if it's floating.
Totally.
Like my wallet, which I would have thought is not a floater.
Yep.
Went from one side of Melbourne's Bay to the other side of Melbourne's Bay over a six-month period.
Little cheeky dolphin taking your wallet for a little spin.
Yeah.
Wasn't accepted at any of the pay pass outlets under the sea.
Well, they probably couldn't undo the Mambo Velcro to be able to access the cash.
They didn't have the cool chain to hook it to their belt buckle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Denise has suggested, has the container been opened? If it hasn't, there might be dog tags inside. This might be a thing they do with ashes. She does recommend using a utensil to fish around in the ashes because you don't want to stick your hand in. That's disrespectful.
An endorsement for Tupperware, though, staying closed through all that.
But yeah, if this is the freight ground potentially from 2020, yeah. You're right. For 2 years, it's been washed around the ocean.
How would you be to be Frank, though? Like, your dying wish is like, just scatter me out of the ocean.
He was a fisherman, wanted to be in amongst the ocean.
Hey, you got Frank? Yeah, here he goes. Oh, dunk. Oh, no.
Whoopsie doopsie.
Did you want to do Frank? Nah, didn't.
No. Yeah, Jody's got some gear in the comments. Well, she said, I've always wanted to live by the beach in Nui. This may be the only option I could afford. Lol. It's like, Jody, we're trying to find Frank Brown's family here. Please
have
get it together.
Respect.
Have some respect.
Yeah. Okay.
But there you go. So if you do know any information, the Newcastle City Police are appealing to the public.
Okay.
Mm. 34425, if anyone has any meaning to that.
But, like, what do you do now? Do we re-put Frank back out in the ocean?
Well, if he came from the ocean, I would say yes.
Like, do we
do we scatter it, or do we not know that he might have wanted to be in Tupperware?
Is that illegal, though? Again. Like, are you...
you know, what a few comments are they going to get charged, potentially, if the Brown family is found?
Yeah.
You turfed litter into the ocean.
You're just littering in the ocean.
Yeah, what would Attenborough say?
That's why they're not coming forward.
Maybe.
Perhaps. Oh, I don't want that $85 fine.
Maybe. Yeah,
I littered my Uncle Frank
but
in the
Frank,
ocean.
I don't want Frank now sitting in the police, you know, the evidence locker, or wherever they've kept him. He must be reunited. I would say if no one comes forward, put him back in the ocean.
Well, we could put him back in the ocean if no one comes forward.
I would be happy to.
Then we could go to the Nobby's break wall.
Yep.
We could just go all the way to the end.
Yep.
We could just toss him up.
Yep. Hopefully not a windy day.
Well, then you'd hope not.
You'd hope not.
Wait, so are we scattering or are we lobbing it back in?
I think we have to scatter. We can't put more plastic in the ocean. Yeah. I don't think Frank would have wanted that.
No. I mean, I don't know Frank. But he screams to me like a guy who wanted to be scattered.
Yeah.
Not just chucked in.
This seems like a mistake by a young niece or nephew.
Yeah. Young Frank Brown Jr.
FBJ.
I got to do my play finally, the opening weekend of Puffs, the Harry Potter spoof parody play.
That's right, at the Civic Playhouse there.
Yes.
And I want to say, make sure you get your tickets, but my God, there's like 3 seats available for the rest of the run.
Yeah, Saturday matinee, there's some seats available this coming Saturday. Every other show, like Wednesday night, Friday, the other Saturday one, all sold out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a sold out opening weekend as well. It was great fun. You guys obviously came to the opening night.
It was very funny. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
As did I. I didn't know what to expect because you have told us it's a Harry Potter parody play.
Yes.
So obviously kind of this parallel universe. We all know Harry, Ron and Hermione, but it's what's going on in one of the different houses.
Yes.
Hufflepuff.
Yes.
And it was proper belly laughs.
Yeah.
And it was just, everyone was so, so good.
Yeah, and my wife, Georgette, who's only seen 2 of the movies, totally disengaged with the Harry Potter universe.
I didn't know that. That's wild. Yeah.
Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Great.
But also, for somebody like me, who's read the books 3 or 4 times each, the subtle humour about, like, the deep dive gags.
Yeah.
Very fun.
There's 2 types of people. You can go without knowing Harry Potter and still laugh, or you can go and love Harry Potter and get all the intricate humour and laugh.
Yes, as we said, there is a review up. We've just shared it on the Nick Jess Darko page from a man who, the first line is, I don't care for Harry Potter. It's not even like I've not watched it. It's I don't care for it.
Yeah.
And he had a great bloody time.
He had a great time.
Had a few choice words about the Duck Man, if you'd like to go read his review of you personally.
It was all about whether I could actually act or if I was just in there because of my
stunt
status. I was a stunt casting. I didn't realise people thought I was.
Yeah.
Apparently a few people in the cast were saying that their friends were in the theatre were like, oh yeah, but Ducko can't actually act. Like surely he's just there because he's
for
on the radio.
A bit of promo.
Yeah, a bit of promo. But no, I auditioned my way into that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I made the cover of Newcastle Weekly this week, which I found out now that was the last ever cover of Newcastle Weekly. So
yes, thank you.
Duckman graces the cover.
Going down in history. But no, the shows all went well. We had great audiences, particularly on the Saturday night. Like, people were laughing so much. We were having to stop and wait on stage for their laughter to stop erupting. I obviously play Cedric, then I play Mr. Voldy, Lord Voldemort.
I must say, you look great without a nose.
and no hair.
And no hair.
Yeah, the Voldemort was very fun to do.
Yeah.
But was it weird for you guys seeing me act? Like, obviously, we chat on the radio every day.
Yeah, it's funny. It was a different side to you because we do, you know, it's all in good humour. But you've done some acting before, but you got cut from that movie
San
you famously
Andreas.
Were in, San Andreas. So for me, it's always been like, I know you can act, but I've never seen you actually do anything because, as I said, you got left on the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
So to see you come down, because you do make a very grand entrance, it was like, look at him go!
Yeah, it was a very, like, proud dad moment.
Totally.
And sure, I've seen the Crimsafe ad.
I forgot I was in that. Some of my finest work.
But I haven't
but
seen
But Wayne really stole the show, the criminal, in the Crimsafe ad.
That's true. Like,
yeah.
It was a
it's
shining
star.
It's
what to play star. With, you know?
Yeah. But it was. It was really good to see you, like, act. And you were really good. Like, you're very, very good stage presence. It's good to watch. Yeah, and the second that you entered the scene, I was just like, oh, yeah, here we go. Here and it wasn't just us. Everyone seemed to get around the duck.
Yeah. No, it was really nice. And thanks to everyone who's come, bought tickets and been there or who is coming. Like, I'm so excited. I hadn't been on stage in 10 years. So I was like, well, I was a bit nervous.
Your wife was saying she's never seen you perform on stage.
No, Morgan hasn't. So she was really nervous for it. But, like, I tell you what, the adrenaline after it. Like, yeah. I went home that night. I couldn't sleep because it was just like, what just happened? Like, that whole weekend, it was just a surreal experience.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of family come from Brisbane as well and come and watch it.
Yeah.
And they really got around it and they loved it. And the cast is so talented as well.
Yeah.
It was such a fun opening weekend. So I do, yeah, if you haven't got tickets to the matinee, come this Friday. It's going to be great. No massive stuff-ups yet on stage. That's the one question everyone asked me.
Yep.
Any stuff ups? Anyone forget anything? Like, no, we actually, it's all been very smooth.
Yeah, there was no wand in an eye.
No.
You know, everything looked relatively well choreographed and it was all meant to happen as it was planned.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was all flowing pretty nicely. But one thing did happen. So the opening night was on Friday and my family was coming on the Saturday. And Mum couldn't help herself. She was, like, so excited to hear how opening night went. So I didn't realise, because we're at the Civic Playhouse Theatre.
Yeah, which is upstairs, just around the corner.
Exactly. Not the Grand Civic Theatre, mm-hmm. the big one. So Mum went into the foyer of the Civic Theatre after the show. And
but there was something on at the Civic. Yeah.
It was a solo comedy show. I'm not sure what comedian was there. Everyone was walking out of that, and Mum was apparently there. Meanwhile, I'm around the corner on the other stage. And as everyone's walking out, Mum's like, did you like it? Did you enjoy it? And they're like,
shut up.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, I did. Mum's like, my son's in that. And they're like, apparently people were like, okay. Just walking away like, what is this deranged woman talking about? And then Mum calls me, where are you? I'm in the foyer. I come down, couldn't find her. I was like, Mum, where are you?
Yeah, the foyer in the playhouse is like 3 metres by 5 metres.
Yeah, you're going to see her if she's there.
It's not me. And then I walked into the Civic Theatre and she's just there smiling. I was like, Mum, this is the wrong theatre. I wasn't even
she's
on this show.
She's like box popping the wrong audience.
Yes.
Oh, bless.
So she was telling everyone who went to see it, like a one-man comedy show, that her son
it's like Dave Hughes. It's like, Dave Hughes is your son.
Yeah. Didn't like the Trump gear. What?
What did he do? Anyway, she finally got to come Saturday and enjoyed it thoroughly.
Yes.
But thank you guys for coming. All the work people came along. Appreciate it.
Oh, no, thank you. I'd like to make note, people thought you were a stunt cast. We paid for our tickets like everyone else.
Yep.
It was all, you know, supporting live theatre. It's so nice to have theatre back.
It is.
Which obviously denied for so long.
It's been hit so hard, that industry. And live entertainment, as you know. So, I mean, if you want to come to the matinee, there's still some tickets. Get involved. The link is in my bio. Otherwise, if you missed out, then suck it.
Yeah, you just heard Two Step there from Ed Sheeran, and he's doing something really cool at the moment, so you may not know, but the film clip for that was filmed actually in Ukraine before the conflict started, which was 2 months and 2 weeks ago. It's been going on for that long now. Now, they are very much suffering. A lot of the people of Ukraine, a lot of people have fled. Hundreds of thousands, millions of people have fled. But Ed Sheeran has teamed up with a band. Now, I've tried to find the pronunciation of this correctly, but it looks like Antitaila. It's a Ukrainian band. They sound a bit like this. This is their own music. Now, Ed Sheeran ended up befriending these guys on social media and teaming up with a remix of them for the song Two Step.
Yeah.
But the thing is that this band, all the members of it, are now over there fighting. How's this for a title? Taras Topolia, who's the lead singer of this band, he's a band's lead singer turned paramedic. So he was.
Does he have medical training?
I assume so.
Okay,
But he's the lead singer of this band who's done the remix, and then now he's a paramedic fighting with the rest of the band members in the country. And his wife and children have fled to the United States. And he said, this song, Two Step, is all about dancing with your loved one. And I want to be able to get through this conflict so I can get back to the States, or they can get back to me so I can dance with my loved one. Here's a little snippet of it. And then he does it and all the proceeds from the YouTube clip they've filmed for this, it's been filmed in 3 locations, go towards the conflict.
Yeah. Amazing. Do you know how much they've gotten so far?
At the moment, it's had 1.8 million streams at the last check.
Right.
Yeah, so
let's get that number up.
Up that, or you're going to
boost
watch.
It. Yeah. Trending right now. Just quickly, of course, the election here in full swing. What date is it again?
The 21st of May.
Good.
Yes, I did see a headline that some early voting centres have opened around the country, which I think I'd like to do.
Yeah, get in early.
I hate the fray on the day.
Because there's there was the big debate last night, Albo versus ScoMo. But how's this out of the UK, out of the Monmouthshire Country Council? Did I nail that or what?
Probably. As well as I nailed the Ukrainian band name, I would imagine.
Apparently there was an election, a little local election there.
And for like the town mayor or
yes,
something.
Yes, and both candidates, Labour's Bryony Nicholson and the Conservatives' Thomas Davies, both received 679 votes. They couldn't split them.
Exactly.
Exactly, 679 votes each, couldn't split them, so they had to flip a coin.
Is that in the bylaws?
That's in the bylaws.
In the event of a tie, a coin shall be procured.
Exactly. And this is like, what do you want? Heads or tails? Heads. It's like, well, let's see who's going to be the mayor.
Who gets to pick?
That's the big one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because obviously, you know the old trick. Whatever side's up, facing up on the coin toss is usually the side it lands back on.
Is that a good bet?
Come on. That's a safe bet. That's a
0.7% better chance that it all.
Still, I want to be the person who gets the 0.7% chance.
That's true. That's true.
So who does it say who won?
Yeah. It was the Labour guy who won. And apparently they were very disappointed. But what do? You can't fight it once it's...
I'd rather see something. And this is where you wish back in the day they were just having a laugh. It'll never happen. So let's make the tiebreaker like they have to put on sumo suits and wrestle each other out of a circle. Or something like that.
Like, I'd like to see them jelly wrestle. Like
Albo
and ScoMo, if they can't win, they've got to jelly wrestle and then do a shoey or something like that. Whoever can do it quicker.
His shoey was better. I'm afraid you're now the Prime Minister. If you reckon your vote doesn't count...
That's what they said.
Yeah,
you know?
They said... Because I don't think it's compulsory in the UK like it is here, but they said, if you think your vote doesn't count, you should have rocked up and voted and we wouldn't be flipping a coin.
Exactly. We've got to check the Australian bylaw now, because what happens if ScoMo and Albo, they're tied?
Oh, but then is it scissors, paper, rock? Or is
rock,
it...
Rock, paper,
it's not scissors, paper,
it
rock.
Is.
We've had this discussion.
It's scissors, paper, rock.
It is.
Scissors doesn't go first.
Scissors always goes first. And see, imagine if they were trying to do this and they were trying to...
Thumb war.
I feel like Albo would have long, thin thumbs.
Yeah.
ScoMo would have a short little fat ones and he wouldn't be able to... Yeah, that'd be stronger though.
Probably.
Yeah.
And more girth.
Girth is key.
What's what you need. And thank you, Producer Snooze. Three pre-polling centres are open in Newcastle, King Street, Charlestown and Maryland if you want to get in do that early.
Get involved. Don't let it become a coin toss.
Yes. No. Can't guarantee the election snag will be there.
No,
But
sadly.
At least you can get it done.
Yeah. Or you get the election curry.
You could do the election curry. Just cook your chicken.
Or don't.
Or don't.
Guys, in the past, I haven't necessarily been all that good at Mother's Day, I must admit. When I was growing up, my mum's birthday, which is the 6th of May, was always within days of Mother's Day, and maybe I didn't recognise Mother's Day enough.
Mm. It's a tough one.
Spent all your pocket money on the birthday present.
Yes.
And then was like, I got nothing.
Yes. Just yesterday, the day got away from me, and I didn't call my stepmum. Dropped the ball again.
Do you need to call someone?
Absolutely. You know?
Hey, mum's in the title.
Yeah. Do you call your mother-in-law and wish them happy Mother's Day?
I text my mother-in-law.
Yeah, I saw
your mother-in-law was in town.
Yeah, so I saw them for a nice lunch and
That's
wished them happy Mother's Day. Yes.
Yeah.
If she wasn't in your face though, Robin,
I guess I
would
text
you have
her.
Forgotten?
Maybe, maybe text. I don't know. Yeah,
love a cheeky text.
Yeah, I've also dropped the ball with my dear wife Georgette since having kids. She's a wonderful mother, but you know, I have booked a massage at the wrong place trying to be really nice, and she's rocked up and they're like, "We don't have any spots," and there wasn't a booking, and it made me look like a bad dude.
Where had you booked it?
Well,
or you booked it one and told her another.
I told her a lure, but it was at Sawadee.
Oh, not Sawadee.
Oh, God.
Anywho, I've also said that I would buy her an Akubra, but there's no Akubra store in Newcastle, so she had to go down to Sydney to get it.
I bought her
a world map. It was not looked upon nicely. It was just like, this is hideous.
I know we've got something special, but... You bought her a map.
Bought her a vintage world framed map.
Just whatever
I
want.
I thought it would look cool.
Just whatever I want. You thought it would look cool.
Is she a map aficionado?
Yeah.
Nope. Which is possibly why.
Look, honey, we can put dots on all the places we've been.
Did you? Oh, do the string thing.
Yeah,
I like that
string.
with the thumbtacks.
Yeah.
Had you bought her a globe the year prior and thought, I can one up my globe and get her a framed map?
No, nope. Just
Where's
a 1919. It's just in our recent move, living in Maryville now, we ditched it.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It finally didn't make the polite move.
It's in the skip.
It's in the skip.
Yeah.
We took it to the tip, so it is gone. So this year I thought I would try and do a little bit better for Mother's Day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so we thought that the best idea was to get inspired by Pink and her daughter Willow.
Oh God, no! Willow can't sing.
Oh, tell me,
know,
tell
you
me,
know how I feel about
tell
Willow.
Tell me you did a cover of "Cover Me in Sunshine."
Please tell
we
me you
didn't,
did that.
Oh. But we thought Willow was what, 9 when she sung "Cover Me in Sunshine." My twins are half that age.
But we there's thought, two of them.
But there's
double.
True.
Yeah.
I thought, well, maybe we could do a song for Georgette. So there's this book called Mummies Are Lovely, and we thought we could do a song, put a tune to it, and try to get the twins to sing as well.
Mummies are joyful and cheery and clever.
When playing together, the fun lasts forever.
Mummies are sporty, they climb and they leap. They run and they tumble, they wish they'd sleep.
Mummies are fearless, and when you are scared, they'll fight all your battles to show you they care. Oh,
mummies are special. I tell her each day, I love and adore her in every way.
And this is the best bit. This is just Harriet improvising.
She's just riffing.
She's just riffing.
That's just riffing.
Beautiful.
That's very cute.
It's so gorgeous. Yeah.
Now, Otis, not that into it. You might have heard that he didn't have many lines and he felt a bit sad about it.
Oh.
He felt a bit
why did he get less lines? Is it because Harriet's more of a star?
Like, was he not playing ball?
He just did his two lines and then just started crying and just being like, can I have my chocolate now? Because I would pride them, obviously, to be able to sing.
To sing to their mum for the chocolate. Yeah.
He wasn't that into it. Harriet
really stepped up there.
Yeah.
Make sure you check in your emails today. There might be a few agents out there that are like, hello.
Yeah.
Got a star on our hands.
Better than Willow as well.
Cover me in sunshine.
Yeah, better than this. I prefer your kids' version any day of the week.
I must admit, I don't mind Cover Me in Sunshine, but I also prefer Harriet and Otis's.
Yeah.
Particularly, there is some vision.
Yeah,
yes. We've just put on the Nick Jess Ducko Instagram, and it is Georgette. It would appear very, very well received by her.
Very well received. I don't know if the goal was to make her cry, but that's what happened. But I like to think that they're tears of joy.
When she was crying, though, and you were filming her reaction and posting it, were you just like, did my job this year.
Yeah.
Just sit back and relax.
Hashtag content. Hashtag commoditizing her emotions.
Honey, cry into the camera. Face me.
Hit 106.9 10K Alphabucks.
Oh, so desperate for this to go off. You know how it works. We've got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, all starting with the same letter. Have to use... if you're unsure of the question, you can say pass. We'll come back if there's time. Stepping up today from Vasey, we've got Scotty Boy. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, the Duckman, how are you, buddy?
I'm very good. Now, you sound confident. Are we feeling confident?
Yeah, a little bit nervous, but we'll give it a best.
All right.
Now, question. Have you won Alpha Bucks before? Because I remember we did somebody and we said, Scotty do, and then Scotty actually did.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that was ages ago now, maybe, yeah. I think I did get through and win it once.
Oh, you did win?
Yeah, a long time ago, yeah.
Okay, because I was...
Scotty doesn't know. Oh, yeah, Scotty does know.
Okay.
Well, what would you do with the $10,000, Scott?
Well, I told Producer Snooze that I might just retire and live off the funds, but not quite enough.
Okay. No, not these days.
Hi, yeah. Matt. No. Bitcoin. Yeah. Invest in Bitcoin.
I am not
a financial advisor. Do not listen to anything I say. Yeah, fill the car up. All right, well, Scott, let's get to it.
Yeah.
I can't believe this. We've not seen this letter in a very long while. We're just laughing about it. It's Q, Scott. It's Q.
Didn't you say that earlier this morning?
I did, and I was like, we never play with them. It's Q. Yeah, I don't know if they've just scrambled to get this one done because I said it. How do you feel about Q, Scott?
Yeah, a bit stressed now.
No, you're good. You got this. We believe in you. All right, here we go. Your time will start after the first question. Starting with the letter Q, we need you to name something you'd find... in the bedroom.
Queen size bed.
A holiday destination.
Queensland.
A food.
Quiche.
A word ending in Y.
Key. As in Q-U-A-E.
A brand.
Pass.
An airline.
Qantas.
A celebrity.
Queen Latifah.
A boy's name.
Quinton.
A five-letter word.
Quiet.
An animal.
Quokka.
A brand. Oh my god.
It was a brand.
Nine, oh. Scott. All you needed to say was Quicksilver. Or the one you'd already used, Key. And it would have been all yours, Scotty. You could have retired.
Scotty was very good.
Scotty's good at this game.
Scotty does know. Quicksilver.
Bloody Quicksilver. Everyone had those T-shirts?
Yeah, Quicksilver T-shirts. Sure. Wallets.
40.
Yeah, 40s. That's what I was looking for. Yep,
surf brand. Australian institution.
Talking. Oh, Scotty, mate, very unlucky.
Thank you, guys. That was a hard one, but you got me.
I don't think we've ever had anyone spell out their answer before, just in case we were unsure. If you'd saved on the spelling out, we may have been able to get back to a brand in time. But we appreciate it nonetheless.
Yeah, if you are ever in that situation and you're listening, just say it, and then at the end, Q-U-A-Y.
Then fight your case.
But thank you, Scotty.
You don't go empty-handed, though, Scotty. You do get a double pass to the Lawn Liaison. You can book now for the most social Sunday sessions in Newcastle at the Bar Beach Bolo. It's going to be lots of fun, and that is all yours, mate.
Thank you very much, my Newcastle best friends.
131060. When did you just have to wing it? After this story's come out of London, on a Virgin flight, okay? This is not something you want to happen. Mm. They were 40 minutes into their journey, so a decent amount of time from London to New York. A lot of passengers on board, about to do a bit of a holiday in New York, some people returning home. So, you know, everyone wants to get to their destination.
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter how much you love flying, you always want to be where you're going.
Yeah.
But 40 minutes in, an announcement comes over from the captain saying, good afternoon, passengers, your captain here. You may have noticed that we have conducted a 180-degree turn. We are headed back to London's Heathrow Airport. Everyone's going, come on, what? But of course, panic sets in because, oh, God, there's something wrong with the engine.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, why do we have to go back? What's happened?
Film the wings. Where's the fire?
Yes. Apparently, there was a rostering error.
Yeah.
Virgin has come out to blame a rostering error. Turns out that the co-pilot hadn't finished like the final assignment, hadn't passed the final test, and was not allowed to technically be flying.
So he wasn't qualified.
How does
that happen?
And you might think, well, he's the co-pilot.
Yeah.
Well, apparently the captain, whilst seasoned, they're saying he had thousands of hours under his belt, wasn't an accredited trainer, so he wasn't allowed to technically have a rookie. You know, like when you do your driving test, your mum or dad or whoever can just sit in the front seat
while you
and
drive.
Watch her. Not the same with flying, apparently.
Right.
You can't just have anyone. They have to be accredited themselves if you are not qualified fully. So they had to turn around because the dude wasn't allowed to be flying the plane.
Wow.
But how does he even get into the seat before they take off, go like, hey, man, are you nearly done your accreditation? Are you good?
Can I see your license?
Yeah.
Who's checking? Surely someone is checking. And that's why they're trying to blame a rostering error, because I think originally the captain who was on could have looked after this guy.
Right.
But that didn't happen.
Do you reckon 40 minutes of the flight, they're like, oh, so have you finished all your accreditation? He's like, no. Wait a minute, I'm not qualified. Nor am I. What do we do? Turn around.
How hard is that last test? I don't know. I haven't done the 3-point turn in a plane yet. I haven't actually had to do the final
exam. Do you know how to land this thing? I haven't done landing yet.
And then how stressed would you be if the air cops, like, pull you over?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, my license.
So do they get fined in that instance?
This is a great question. It doesn't talk about fines, but it just talks about some very upset passengers. Because, of course, as I said, a lot of them were holiday makers. One woman saying, I only had 3 days in New York with my husband. We haven't been on a holiday forever. So it's obviously ate into their time as they went back to London, sat on the tarmac for ages, got another pilot to come and co-pilot this plane. So it's just a bad look. Rostering error.
That'd be the worst.
And they've gone on to say the pairing of pilots was not in breach of any aviation or safety regulations. It's just the internal training protocols. It's not allowed.
But if you're already in the air on the way, we just go, well, we're going to be all right. Let's just keep going.
There. Yeah.
Okay, we haven't crashed yet.
Yeah. Come on. We'll be sweet.
I'll just don't talk while I land. I'm going to have to concentrate extra hard because you can't help in that scenario.
Exactly. Yeah.
So 131060, when did you just have to wing it?
This will probably mean more to you two than it will to the Hit family who are listening right now. But I remember my first ever radio gig was in Cairns in 2012. And it was my first day. And we just went to this meeting to meet some clients, right? And I didn't realize how big this meeting was. But it was something called a BrandWorks meeting, which is like this big campaign that we do to try and help sell our ads and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the boss, who I'd met earlier that day for the first time, we were going on air for the first time the following day. just handed me and my co-host, who we'd met hours before, a microphone and said, guys, welcome to Brandworks. Nick and Jess, they're going to do a Brandworks rap.
Ah, good.
And then
A rap. So they told us that we were going to have a quick chat to the clients, and they thought, these guys are creative. Let's throw them a bit of a curveball.
Then
they just started playing
a backing track
from just some generic rap.
Yeah. And one of the sales guys start beatboxing in the corner. Yeah. Take it away, Nick!
Take it away, Nick! And like, if you know anything about Brandworks and selling ads, it's a dry topic.
Yeah.
And I didn't really understand because I'd never been in radio what it was all about. So I just had to start making stuff up like, oh, yeah, we're all about Brandworks. This is not about how sand works. We're going to sell some ads. Hopefully they're not that bad. Like, it was just the
worst.
Surely
nothing sold that year.
I was going to say, is that station still afloat or are they now, have they gone under? Because every client went, see ya.
What is that guy?
Well, that is exactly, when did you have to wing it? You were not qualified to give that presentation.
Yeah.
But you bloody did it anyway.
Natasha and Jules, when did you have to wing it?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I had a little one at home unexpectedly. So her story is that she was born in the toilet. And so it was my second born. We were planning to get to the hospital early. First time round, we took the midwife's advice and, you know, waited at home for as long as possible. That wasn't our plan for this time round. And so I said to my husband, look, we've got to get going. He went, got the bags, came back. And I said, actually, scrap that. We're staying. We're not going anywhere because this thing's coming up. And so my mind was racing. I was looking at the tub, wondering if I needed to put the water on, but I couldn't keep up with, like, the pace of change. And then within 30 minutes, like, I transitioned from, you know, having these contractions to, nah, baby's here.
Had to wing it. Can't get to the hospital in time.
Oh, geez.
Having this baby in the bath.
That's a scary thing.
That's one hell of a wing.
Is the baby all good?
All good. Nothing. No problems. Alive and well.
Alive and well.
Oh, man.
There
that is
go.
Not something I'd want to wing.
No,
I think I have the mental strength.
Absolutely not. It'd be
I'm
so tough.
I'm
going
to need to be in a scenario, yes.
Yeah. I mean, my wing it story of similar caliber to childbirth is when I was the buggy boy at the golf course.
Yeah.
My first ever job.
Similar pressures.
Yeah. Eating all the salt vinegar chips out of the back, weren't you?
Yeah, it was my first ever job, and I had to serve alcohol and food to people on the golf course. A dream gig, but here's the thing. This is back before smartphones and calculators were very accessible.
Yeah.
And I had to take cash only.
Yeah.
Mate, do you know how much, you all good with this? I'm like, all gravy. And when I was out there doing it, giving the change, I had to work it out in my head. I was just winging that.
Oh, man. I was the same.
Here's a dollar coin. Here's a 20 cent. Of it. Oh, yeah, give that cash back. I was giving people too much.
And were people like, hey, this new kid, he's great. He's real generous.
He does not.
Like, I gave him $5 and he gave me $5 back. This is great.
Gave me $10 back. I thought you were going to say, you know, I had to mix cocktails, and I couldn't look up what the cocktails were.
Oh, no. Again, it was straightforward drinks and food to give, but the money side of things,
that
was tough.
I'm the same. I used to work at a fruit shop, cash only. You know, big Italian guy used to run it. I'm giving watermelons for free, because I was like, I can't work this out. It's not in the car. I had to punch everything in. I went, hey,
what's going on?
Take it. Okay.
Trending right now at hits.com.au.
Guys, some big news coming out of Ramsey Street.
Oh.
Neighbours. That's right. Neighbours ceasing production in June.
I'm excited, Doug.
So excited. As you know, I'm a big Home and Away guy. Didn't really watch Neighbours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't get on the bandwagon now. It's over.
Oh,
no
damn.
One wanted to buy it.
Yeah. We could. He could just do like a 32-year recap.
Is imagine it on going any back. Of the streamings?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't
imagine
think
going
so.
Back and watching season one of Neighbours
from 1985.
Imagine the quality of the filming, like just the graininess of it.
Yeah.
Let alone the storyline.
I know. Anyway, 1985, it started. It is all coming to an end. Our last episode is going to be aired in August. But apparently, across its 37-year history, they're going to reveal people from the 90s, 2000s, 2010s that are going to be returning to the show.
Now, we know that Neighbours is a fan of a ghost. So, are we getting any dead characters come back as a ghost?
There hasn't been any announced ghosts.
Damn it.
But,
really? Oh, I hope there's some ghosts.
Having said that, Ian Smith playing Harold Bishop, how did he finish the show? Did he die?
I thought he just walked away, to be honest.
Okay.
On the 30th anniversary, because I was an extra on the 30th anniversary, there was an explosion, but I didn't think it killed him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I can't help you with any of this chat, sorry, guys.
Yeah. Now, there are some...
We love Harold. Harold.
Yeah.
There are some huge, huge names coming back, like Chris Milligan, who played Kyle Canning. Can you believe it?
Not Milligan. Not
James Mason, who played Chris Pappas.
Yeah, Pappas.
He's coming back.
Is Pappas, the Pappas coming the great back? Point, is he going to start a kebab shop or something? Finally.
Maybe.
That's what Ramsey Street was missing. Good Greek food.
Nah, but genuinely, Scott and Charlene.
Okay,
Kylie
here we go.
Minogue and Jason Donovan are announced.
You mean Charlene?
Charlene. What on earth do you think you're doing?
I was trying to get in and he jumped me.
I was only out the back. Are you all right, Scott?
Yeah, terrific, thanks.
Sorry, Scott.
Then they went on to get married. That was great. Yeah. I wonder what they're up to.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. Now, some other big names. Peter O'Brien, who played Shane Ramsey. Maybe the street's named after him. As I said, Harold's returning. Daniel McPherson, who played Joel Samuels.
Oh, of course.
Nat Bass, who played Izzy Holland.
Oh, the whole Carl drama. Ooh,
yeah.
Dr. Carl. She was the mistress.
Of course.
Cheated on Susan with her. Oh, my geez. God. And she lied about the ultrasound. It was a whole thing.
Oh. And then Morgan Baker, who's Callum Rebecca. Was that the squid guy?
Mate, I've got no idea who these people
are.
No,
firstly, it's Stingray.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Stingray.
And no, Callum is Toadie's kid. Like, he adopted him.
So there's someone called Toadie, Toadie, and there's someone called Stingray.
Yeah. And Callum.
And to answer your question as to whether Holly Valance is coming back.
Yes!
Ms. Valance is returning. Olympia Valance.
Oh.
Who played Paige Smith is going to return.
Okay.
No sign yet of Delta, Margot Robbie, Liam Hemsworth, or Holly Valance.
What's Liam doing?
Well, he's still in Australia. So
he's right, lives in Byron.
The Hunger Games wrapped up a while ago. He's not busy.
Surely he's not still doing the junkets for the Hunger Games. He's got some time to pop down to Ramsey Street.
You'd think so.
Margot's busy. She's making that Barbie movie.
Yeah.
That's fine. We'll allow Margot to not be there.
Yeah.
Right.
Kylie, that's so fun.
Yeah, Kylie's coming back.
So I found out where Harold... He went driving in a Winnebago, so he's probably just done his round trip and he's
Winnebago
on his way back.
Oh, right.
Was that in the show or the actor wanted to go on a trip?
Probably both, but definitely Harold.
Stingray, and they just, you know,
they got out.
Gone to see Uluru or something.
Yeah.
Come back, mate, we need you. It's the final season.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. We didn't get renewed.
I'm turning around.
Anyway, when's Neighbours finish?
Well, I think it's finishing airing in August.
There you go.
Do I look different?
Have you had your brows done or not done?
No. Do I don't know, smell different?
Nice. No, well, you don't smell, which is good.
It's funny because I've given up on deodorant, actually. I was going to flag it with you guys. If it becomes an issue, we can have a chat, but I've turfed it.
All up, just no deodorant.
All up. I bought this new one and it really irritated my pit, so I was like, stuff you, threw it in the bin and went, why do I need it?
I mean, your BO is why you need it.
Well, if we... If it becomes a problem, you let me know.
Well, you're wearing a jumper, so we probably can't smell it.
It's a thick jumper, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, you let me know.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't look different. Maybe smell a little different. But I'm a changed woman, boys.
I am.
A changed woman. Because I spent our week off last week, if you were unaware. We did have a cheeky break.
Mm-hmm.
I deleted all my social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a bit of a...
Deleted?
I didn't deactivate. I deleted.
Delete the app.
So I deleted all the apps off my phone.
Gotcha. Yeah. Thought you meant your account.
No. So that they were gone.
Are you
off
crazy?
My...
I was like, those 8,000 people will be hanging out.
Baby steps. I deleted the apps. And I had a digital detox. So purposefully turning the phone off, leaving it on airplane mode, leaving it in different rooms. But the big one, I think, for old Jay Farch was the social media.
Mm-hmm.
Namely the gram.
Yes.
It is no secret that up until this point, I have been a slave to the gram.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a new guru, boys, and his name is Johan Hari. Mm. And I've read his books, I've absorbed all the podcasts, and Johan has talked about our dependence on tech.
Yes.
And the way he talked really got to me, boys. So I was like, I'm going to do it for you, Johan.
Mm-hmm.
He's my new guru.
He's great.
So last week, Monday, deleted it, right?
Yep.
And I've kept a little bit of a log, bit of a journal.
Oh, you journal instead of...
I journal.
Instead of posting...
I had to do something.
Yeah.
Dear diary, and now you're broadcasting it.
Day one.
Just so everyone can know you did it.
Day one. I had to be kept accountable.
Of course.
Right? Yeah. Day one.
Yes.
It's gone, but even just a few hours of having deleted it, I kept going to open the app. You know, like when you're hungry, you'll go to the fridge, look in it, there's nothing good, mum's not gone shopping. You go sit back on the couch and 5 minutes later, it's like your body, you're a zombie, and you walk back to the fridge and open it again.
Yeah.
It's this mindless thing. I kept doing that. I'm like, it's not there, Jessica. Stop going to open it. It was really weird. Particularly when I'm on the toilet.
Yeah.
That's where I do a lot of my scrolling.
Totally.
And I'd kept going, I'm like, what? It's not there? So I started leaving the phone in another room, not bringing it to the toilet or the couch. It's like an amputated leg. I've heard that. It still hurts sometimes.
The phantom limb.
It was like that. Went to Newcastle Beach for a coffee, and there were dolphins. And I had this moment of, how's anyone going to know there's dolphins at Newcastle Beach?
Oh.
Can't post about it.
Yep.
So that was a weird thing.
Yeah.
Day two off socials.
Yeah.
Went to the gym. How's anyone going to know I'm trying to get fitter?
So true.
Couldn't post it. Couldn't do a story.
Did you call your friend? Did you do a ring around?
Yeah,
I
guys.
I didn't do a ring around.
Guys, just got to the gym.
Yeah.
Didn't have the stories to do it. But I also realised I have a couple of ambassadorships that I'm a part of.
Yeah.
That rely on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell them that I was off. So I was like,
that's not going to be.
So I'm going to come back next week and they've dumped me from all those deals, but that's fine.
Your car's just not in the driveway.
They've just taken it while we've been away. Day three.
Yeah.
The moral superiority kicked in, boys.
Oh, great.
Because I did have a birthday lunch with some mates.
Yeah.
And one of them said something like, oh, have you seen on Instagram? And I went, sorry. Not on Instagram.
I'm above you and I know
I'm above you, you peasant addicted to your phone.
Yeah.
Until I got home, lay on the couch and did the phantom limb thing and went to go open the app. I went, oh, come on. No, you're better than this.
Mm-hmm.
Day four, friend of ours, friend of the show, Danielle, she messages me.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay? I said, yeah, babe, why? She goes, I've noticed you haven't been online.
That's sad, isn't it?
For 4 days.
Yeah. I haven't seen you active on socials.
I went to tag you in something and I noticed you've not been active. I wanted to check in. Firstly, I didn't even know you could see other people's activity. But I love that. What a good friend. Checked in to make sure I was okay. I said, yeah, babe, I'm fine. What'd you tag me in? So I made her send me a screenshot. So it's anyway, still with it, you know? It's not like I'm out of the loop.
Yeah.
Day five, I've realised the iPhone battery is actually not that bad. You know how we all whinge about the battery?
Yeah, the battery is fine.
If you don't use your phone.
It lasts 48 hours easily.
Totally.
Without a walk. Just stop opening it.
Totally, exactly. And I've also had some long-term pain in my right wrist. That's really started to calm down.
Oh, phone wrist, yeah.
Because I do that stupid thing where you use your pinky as the little shelf.
Yeah.
And I think it's throwing my wrist out of whack.
No more carpal tunnel.
No more carpal. My RSI is completely gone. Amazing.
Brilliant.
Day six, I realised I've got no photos anymore. I'm not taking any photos because I realised I use Instagram as an old school photo album.
Yeah.
And without the purpose of posting them, I'm just not taking photos. We actually did 3 days off grid. We went to Gloucester at one of those beautiful tiny houses. The cabin's plonked in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And the photos of like Gianni frolicking with the dog, frolicking with the cows was the first photos I've ever taken. But it was this real moment. And
do you mean that literally? Like, because you've been reborn. These are the first photos you've ever taken.
You've been rebirthed.
Yes, I wiped everything.
What's your name
two days in nature and we've got...
Whispering Meadow is my name.
Yeah. Whispering Meadow over
But it was one of those things where this guy I'm talking about, this philosopher dude who talks about, you know, our addiction to tech, he did say, he goes, when you're addicted to certain apps, you start seeing the world through the lens of that app. And I realised, yes, I see the world in photos. And I'm like, oh, would this be a good story? Should I put this on my grid? So when we're in Gloucester, I'm looking at these rolling hills and the dog playing, thinking, I would put this on. And what does it bloody matter? Who cares? So it was this real check yourself moment.
Yeah.
So this is why I'm so zen. And I've just, come up anew. But last night, it was day seven. I thought, good on you. You've done it.
Yep.
You can re-download it.
Yep.
I had 54 messages. It's like people missed me.
Yeah.
52 of those messages were about the scam account still using my name, asking people for $1,000.
People were messaging me about that during the week. I'm not even replying anymore.
Do you know what? Someone said, I've told Ducko, but I thought I should tell you also. I went, if you've told Ducko, why have you messaged me? And one message was about whether or not this person keeps undies with a hole in them. I'm like, this must be to do with one of the replays that was on last week.
Yeah.
And then one person just tagged me in something. But these are the stats I just wanted to run you past quickly.
Yes.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks ago when I was actively on, my average screen time per day was 6 hours and 18 minutes.
What?
I know. It's dumb, yeah? Across the week, I spent 10 hours across the week on Instagram alone.
Whoa.
All the other apps pale in comparison.
Yeah. Mm.
My week off, my screen time was down 84% with a daily average of just 1 hour 47, and that was messages and podcasts. So I need to really check my life.
Yeah.
And I think moving forward, I'm going to try and keep some of those habits.
Yes, how do you go about keeping that? Because obviously social media is integral for what we do.
Totally, and it's fun, and it can be used for a lot of benefits, but I was literally rotting my brain, as you can see by those numbers. Yeah.
That's a full-time job.
Legit. Like what you would spend at a work day. Exactly,
because
I was doing...
You're doing it 7 days a week.
Yes.
I actually feel for influencers now. You know what I mean?
Like they're hardworking
it's
people.
It's hardworking.
Exactly.
It's hard to do.
So I think moving forward, and if you want to try maybe cutting down even just on your phone usage, a big one for me was leaving your phone in the bedside drawer mm-hmm. or like in the wardrobe and just going about your life and you realize you don't need it attached to your hip or in your hand
yeah.
24 hours a day.
Unless you're addicted to your step count, which I like to know.
Oh, I'm just going to text Costas. We're sacking Jer Stucker when you want in. Oh, I'm getting a new car. Looks like I'm posting
listen,
a bit.
Listen, I'm still going to post.
No.
But just not as frequently.
Come to the Gill Man and the Duck Man.
Yeah.
Is this not an opportunity for you two to swoop?
Yeah, you'll be right. Yeah.
I'm still around. I still want to stop
Mayo
watching
Mayo just messaged me. And they said, Gill Man, can you do a chicken and mayo post today?
Oh,
we're dropping Jess.
How good is that?
Listen. I'm still around.
Oh, I just got a Pilates message. Looks like I'm an ambassador for a Pilates place now. Hello, they've just dropped Jess. What have you got over there, Gilly?
Oh, skincare? Yes, I can do some skincare.
You know what's funny?
I'm going to turn back the clock on this aged leather face.
I got an email about another partnership about a week and a half ago and we agreed to some stuff. Yeah. And then I noticed when I logged back in last night, they started following me. But I've never heard back from the email, like the agreement. I'm like, oh, they've realised I'm not active at all. They're going to dump me as the... So I may have shot myself in the foot in a way. But that doesn't matter.
It's fine. You're zen now.
Exactly. I really highly recommend little digital detox. If your partner, if you yourself can look yourself in the eye and go, oh, I'm on it too much. Mm-hmm. There are ways. If I can kick the habit, anyone can.
Yeah.
If you want me to be your guru too and you want to bring me gifts, feel free.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, be like me is what I'm saying. Because it can be done and you'll be better for it.